Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Rev Jones. You're listening to Talking Metal.
Okay, before we get into the episode, let's thank the people who support me on Patreon. Eddie the Head 83, Nick Beach, Mrs. Metal Dan, Sam Warwick, Kato Yokova, Adrian Cusick, Dane Damage, Madison Hatter, Seth B., Alan Janssen, Hank Reeves, John Simpson, Huckney Jacobson, Ed Ferguson, Denny Striegel, Patrick Sabin, Jerry from Salt Lake City, Blue Walsh 21, Victor Guzman, Gene Eugene DX, Sean Richmond, Mario Charance, Andrew Miller, Jeremy Weltman, Chris Riley, Johan Erdestrom, Stephen Rodriguez, Tommy Anderson, Gregory Muse, Kenny McCrimmon, Leo from Alaska, Brad Dahl, Dan Gerwan, Victor Ruiz, Sam Soupy, Drake, Matt Carroll, Joe Ryan, Jason Seth, Stephen Saylor, Ron Keel, Jean-Francois Blah, Anthony Mackey, James Bennett, David Gray, Fred Roots, Michael Street, Mike Jones, Steve Hoker, John Bouvoiri, and Metal Dan. You too can support me on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com and search Talking Metal, or simply type in patreon.com/talkingmetal. If you want to catch up with other things related to me, you can check me out on social media. And of course, there's markstriegel.net. All the podcasts can be found at talkingmetal.com. Today we are talking with a great bassist named Rev Jones. This guy is an insane player, but he also understands that it's all about the song, which I gotta respect. He's played with some of our favorite guitar players, from George Lynch to Paul Gilbert to Jack Frost to many others. So let's turn the mic over to Rev Jones. A pleasure to talk with this guy and get to know him. He's got an interesting story. If I know people are like, maybe you don't know who he is, please give it a listen. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised in hearing him talk about his amazing history. And I encourage you to check out his music. We're going to talk about his new album here on Talking Metal. Here we go, Mr. Rev Jones. Hey, it's Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and we are talking with Rev Jones. How are you, man?
What's happening? How are you?
I am good. I'm glad we could connect here, and I want to talk to you about your history. But first, let's start with the new album, In the Key of Z. I checked it out. Great stuff. I mean, you know, I hear some great playing, obviously, on this record from you. You're an extraordinary bass player, but it seems like the songs really come first, because to me, it's all about the songs. Can you talk a little bit about how you balance maybe crafting good songs with your musicianship?
Yeah, I mean, it should be all about the song, you know. I've always felt that, you know. I kind of hate when people focus on the something, you know, like if it's the amazing guitar playing or the amazing singing, you know, it always seems that a lot of people don't really think about the song as much all the time. You know, they usually do, but there's always the jump out. I always try to think of, is it a good song? Would I like it? You know, and then, you know, throw in the show off stuff and, you know, not let it get away from the same character, you know?
Right on. And you have some special, I don't know if I call them special guests, but they're definitely special people playing with you on the record. Can we talk a little bit about some of them and how you know them?
So I got Russ Parris from, he plays Satchel, of course, from Steel Panther. I've known him for a while, from back when he was in Fight. And so I got him. I got Robbie Lochner from Jack Russell's band. He also played in Fight. Bill Leverty from Firehouse. Rowan Robertson from Dio. Ira Black. That pretty much I've known these guys for, you know, most of my career. So whenever I started putting the songs together, I reached out to, you know, like to a handful of them and said, hey, you know, you want to play a solo on this? So then I had to pick the songs that fit them. And
right.
Which I did. I think it did fit because it's such a wide, you know, the songs, that the styles and everything are so different on the album that I had to pick the, you know, the right one for the right guy, because I didn't want it to, you know, they're going to do great no matter what, but it's got to be in their, you know, their thing.
Right on. And the song Turning to Stone, it says featuring, and then there's some cymbals. What is that? Who's on that song?
I don't know why they came up that way. It's actually, Michael T. Ross and Jack Frost. I think it's because of that. I guess that because it was two names that it came out that way with all those little cymbals.
Right.
That's actually who it is. It's Jack Frost played with Sabotage, Seven Witches, and the Michael T. Ross keyboard player.
Yeah, we know Jack pretty well. He lives in the area here in New Jersey, so I see him often for sure. But great stuff. And as far as some of your history goes, I mean, you've had quite a history. Let's talk about some of the people you played with, and if you can give me just, you know, a minute or two on what you did with them and your history with them. Let's start with Leslie West, the late great Leslie West.
Yeah, well, I was playing with Leslie. I think I started in with Mountain in like 07 or 08, one of the two. But I'd met Leslie. We were supposed to do a Michael Schenker, Leslie West tour. And I was actually going to play with both of them and just to, you know, keep it down with the amount of people on the bus, blah, blah, blah. And that tour ended up canceling. And so I guess a couple months later, I met Leslie at the NAMM show, and you know, I told him if he ever needed somebody to fill in again or play or whatever, call me. And about, I guess, a couple months later, they called me and I joined Mountain and played with him all the way through. And then after him and Corky split, then I played with him all the way till he passed away. We were about to go in the studio and do a new Leslie West album, and right before he passed away. So we actually, me and Bobby Roginelli, actually with the label, actually still did the album with a bunch of guest singers and guitar players. So that should be out soon. It'll be on Mascot.
Very cool. Cannot wait to hear that. Michael Schenker, the MSG group. I guess you kind of went into a little bit of that, right?
Yeah. I played with Schenker from, me and Jeff Martin, who plays drums on my new album, we had played together in, you know, a few things. Well, he was actually playing, Michael was still in UFO, and Jeff was playing drums. And when they got done with that tour, started working on an album, the MSG album. So he asked Jeff who he wanted. I got picked.
Nice.
And I did that. I was a band member from, I guess, 2000 to the end of 2006, and then I left for a year, and then returned like 08 through 14. All those years I was the US, all the US tour dates I played bass on them, with the exception of maybe one of them I didn't. But so I was, after 06, I was just a reoccurring temp, I guess.
Right on. James Kotek, a guy we know well here on the show. He plays with Kingdom Come, of course, among others. Ex-Scorpions drummer. How do you know him? What have you done with him?
Well, we did. So he was still playing the Scorpions, and when I was playing MSG, and he had a punk rock band called Kotak, which is him singing and playing guitar, and his wife, ex-wife Athena, which is Tommy Lee's sister, she played drums. And it was kind of like, kind of poppy punk, Green Day,
right?
Yep. that kind of stuff. It was pretty fun. It was different. We actually did in 06 at Vakken. So the first night was Victory, MSG, and Scorpions. And wow. So the next morning we did, so we play on the big stage, 100,000 people. And the next morning we did Kotak on the small stage in a tent in front of 400 or 500 people. So that was, that's always fun because people would start seeing it was us and, running and telling people, and they'd come running in, So, but it was pretty good. I did a lot of dates with those guys. It was fun.
Right on. And I do want to circle back to the new record again, which is called In the Key of Z by Rev Jones, but just a couple more names for you. Yeah. I mean, the list of people you've worked with is endless, but a few more for you. George Lynch.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I never actually in the band with George. We, he was doing a demo originally for as an all instrumental thing. He was going to shop it around, and they were recording at my buddy's studio. And George was, just laying the bass down or something. He's a guitar player. So, it wasn't jumping, the right way. So I offered to play bass on the demo. And then in return, he could get me to play on it, when he did the album later. And then maybe 8 years later, I guess they decided to just put out the demo. So he went, released it. So it's like five or six just instrumental songs. It's actually pretty cool. It's, it's a side of George you never really hear, I guess.
Right.
But it's pretty cool.
Nice. Now that isn't the most, because his most recent record is an instrumental record. I know he hasn't really surprisingly done a lot of instrumental stuff.
The one I'm on, it came out about 8 years ago, probably.
Okay.
So, but actually when I first heard it, I was like, wow, this would be great. It just as a song, and I think it's because of his style of, like the Dokken and Lynch Mob being more song oriented. I think that's why it sounds pretty, pretty different as a instrumental, because it really sounds like they just didn't have words. It's but all the lots of nice tasty melodies and stuff, but
yeah. Okay, a couple more just real quick. Paul Gilbert. Yes.
So I know Paul from Jeff Martin, the guy who plays drums with me, because he was a singer in Racer X, of course. So I started going over to Paul's when he lived in Las Vegas and like doing pre-production with him and stuff. And then we did the album later with, the full album with Jeff, and, Paul's an awesome player. It doesn't get much better than him, and it's so funny because anytime you're around him, he's like a big kid, So you're looking at him, here's this incredible, guitar player, but everything he wants to talk about is like funny, check out this funny band from Japan, it's always like kidding around, it's just funny how all these great guitar players, you would think they would all be the same, but they're all completely, personality wise, completely different people.
Right on. And then you kind of have like a side job from the way I understand it with the legendary guy, George Thorogood. Can you talk about that?
Yep. Yeah, that's where I'm at now. We're out on the road right now. I met him years ago. Whenever I wasn't on tour, I would come out and do lights for George, just run lights. And then I got busy, stopped doing it. And a couple of years ago, whenever his guitar tech left, they needed somebody that, one, could work on guitars, two, that knew George, they could, fit in and everything. So I was kind of at a point where I was like, you know, there wasn't a lot of dates going on. So I was like, all right, I'll come and do it. And I've been doing it since, you know. It's an awesome gig. I love working on guitars. I play guitar on off stage on a couple of them, you know. Plus, you know, hanging out with George is killer, you know.
Right on. So you guys are on the road right now. Where are you at?
We play Phoenix tomorrow. So we're doing a West Coast run for the next 3 weeks and then home for a week and then back out. So.
Cool. And back to the record again, In the Key of Z by Rev Jones. We recommend everyone check it out. It's up on Apple Music and Spotify and all the other outlets. And I wanted to mention, you mentioned him earlier, but on the song Bad Gab, we have Rowan Robertson, former Dio guitar player.
Yeah.
Where do you know Rowan from? And what is this song about? Because it says COVID-19.
It's kind of about, it's kind of about the whole lockdown thing, where that's when I was recording it, you know? So it's the Bad Gab. That's the six chords that are played, B A D
G A B. Okay.
So that's how I titled it. And it was, so I just kind of was writing about, you know, not really, but more of the quarantine, just being stuck at home kind of.
Right.
You know,
wow. I would have never guessed that those are the actual chords that you play.
Yeah.
B A D G A B. That's,
yeah.
I'm glad I asked.
But,
wow.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what that song came about. Yeah. I met Rowan years ago, me and Rowan and Andy Freeman, who's the, from Last in Line, the singer.
Yeah, of course.
We did some of these, it was just like cover gigs. And we were called, Self-Important Posers. And okay. it was cool. We would just use a drummer in the town, you know, and get together, you know, we played like some Dio and Sabbath and Deep Purple, Priest, you know, just, you know, songs everybody kind of knows. But that's how I met Rowan. We did, you know, a couple of those. And then I always stayed in touch with him. We did dates together when he played with Bang Tango. And I see him in Vegas with Rock Vault all the time. So I called him because, you know, he was one of my first choices because he's a, you know, amazing player, always has been, you know.
Yeah,
plus he's a
great player.
Plus he's a super guy, you know. I mean, it doesn't get nicer than Rowan.
Very cool. And you mentioned Jack Frost is on the song Turning to Stone. And there was one other guest on that song.
Michael T. Ross.
Oh, Michael T. Ross. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Let's talk about Jack Frost, though. Where did you get to know him and how did he end up on the record?
Kind of same deal. We were, can't remember how long ago it was, whenever I first met him. We met at NAMM, and every year at the NAMM show, we'd, you know, hang out. And I actually played on a song on his, on a album he did maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And we played a few shows together, you know, here and there. So we'd always, you know, we've always stayed friends. So whenever I, you know, when I started picking guys, I, you know, called him immediately too, you know. And actually, if we do, I'm trying to get some dates booked for next year. And Jack will probably be the guitar player that does the dance with me.
Oh, cool. Cool.
So,
well, I hope you get through the New York City or New Jersey area. I'd love to come out and meet you in person and
oh yeah, definitely.
Music. Yeah. Again, the record is great. It's In the Key of Z by Rev Jones. And I didn't mean to, you know, say that you don't get great bass playing on this, cause you do get some of that. There's some really great stuff here and there, I respect that you put the songs first. Cause I think sometimes you get a guy who's a monster musician like yourself. And sometimes the songs become secondary to the playing and, you know, you alienate some people when you do that sometimes. And that is not what you do with this. It's all about the songs first and foremost. And I love that. So thank you. This great new record, Rev. And we're going to be hyping it here on Talking Metal.
Cool.
And we wish you all the best.
But thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'm glad you dig it.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you next time. Please support me on Patreon. A $5 a month pledge a month gets you a t-shirt.